Right now, we've got a special guest joining us live by phone. Well, if you've got children in the school system or you're taking care of some students, if you're a guardian, I mean, perhaps you got a note from your child's school telling you that students will be sent home on Friday with everything they need to learn from home in preparation for the possible switch to online learning in the new year. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he joins us live by phone this morning. Good morning, Mr. Ingram.
And good morning, Geraldine, to you and your audience. I appreciate the invitation to come on.
Well, we're glad to have you. What is behind these notes home to parents?
Well, we certainly understand, the association certainly understands, and we certainly appreciate that the district is trying to be proactive. A proactive approach to many things we see as being beneficial, and this type of proactivity we think would have certainly benefited the system had we seen it in the early days of COVID-19.
And so what's your reaction? Do you agree with the board being proactive in this way?
Well, we all hope that things don't change over the Christmas break, but if they do, and I want to stress no one wants them to, it's better if students have the materials home with them. We know in the spring that when schools were going to close, that created a tremendous amount of angst, a tremendous amount of confusion, and it's better to avoid that. That being said, it's not uncommon for schools to do this when they're on extended breaks to facilitate cleaning of the buildings. And we would assume that over the Christmas break, this is exactly what will be done in many of our schools.
Do you think it will come to this, though?
Right now, there's a number of things that we need to be concerned about. We've seen a number of outbreaks, but the best thing is we want to ensure that our schools are safe. This is what we've been saying since July. There are major inconsistencies between public health precautions that are required for community spaces, workplace as compared to measures in place for schools. We know that our communities, to be safe, require safe schools. We've held that where physical distancing can't be assured, we do need mandatory face masks and physical barriers to ensure students and staffs are as safe as possible. At this stage, this province is in a very good place, and we've gotten there because the province's adherence to people, space, time, and place. We simply hold that the same degree of precautions should be in place in our province's schools as well.
And as we are heading into the Christmas break, what are some of the concerns that come to mind for you, you know, in this position of leadership at the NLTA?
Well, we are concerned with our school system. We want our schools to remain open. Teachers want them to remain open. Students need them open. Teachers do as well. Parents are, would have a measure of the same mindset. But when we hear the Chief Medical Officer of Health, as she did in the last briefing, say that even if there is a confirmed case of COVID-19 in the school population, that it wouldn't necessarily trigger school closure, that is somewhat concerning. We feel that, and we have seen communications over the weekend, we think are a positive move, but it's important that there be a clarity in communication to the entire school community. Parents, if the government is not prepared to take the step to close schools when there is a potential case of COVID-19, parents have every right to know in order for them to make an informed decision as to the safety of their children and their family. We want the rule of thumb, the rule of operating with an abundance of caution, which we hear significantly and often, that applies to every government public health decision. But right now, there are times we don't see it being applicable to our schools. With potential community spread, possible exposure of school-aged children to the virus, these are things that need to be taken into account. And once again, since July, we've been raising our concerns about the inconsistencies.
Do you think that Elwood Elementary, do you think that it could have been done differently there in terms of the short closure period?
We know that there was an initial examination of that. We think certainly that when there's information in the community spread, we hear abundance of caution everywhere else. So when schools are exposed to this here, we need to be absolutely certain about the extent of the spread of this virus. In the absence of being absolutely certain, a proactive measure, having the schools closed to allow for deep cleaning, and having the schools closed at a time to ensure that there's a lockdown in terms of the exact extent of the spread, is always a prudent measure. We express those concerns with the department, with the district, up through the major sure made its way to public health, that we think this is what we need. We urge government to be more transparent in their decision-making processes when it comes to school closures, when there's potential community spread of COVID-19. It's too important not to get it right.
And Dean Ingram, I mean, a lot of talk now about the rollout of the vaccine. We've seen in parts of Quebec that they're going to be prioritizing long-term care workers. But for you, as the president of the NLTA, is it important for teachers to be at the top of that line for vaccines?
teachers need to be given absolutely strong consideration being vaccinated as well. We want our schools to remain open. The best path to ensuring that schools do remain open is ensure that you have a workforce, teachers and other workers in the education system that are available to be there. We've raised concerns about the issue about the access to substitute teachers. Last week there was an announcement made certainly in regards to providing retired teachers greater access for the school system. But if you want to keep the schools open, you have to ensure that those that work in them are vaccinated and protected against the virus as well. Making schools safe ensures community safety, and we would certainly suggest that teachers need to be given a degree of priority access to the vaccine when it's distributed as well. In fact, we see in other jurisdictions around the world that's being discussed. Last night, I was actually listening to one of the American news networks indicating that teachers would be placed up in the top tier of the priority list as well. And we think that's a prudent move, not so much, as much for the teachers, but certainly for the system as well. Maintaining access to teachers will certainly provide benefits for the system.
There you have it, Dean Ingram. We've got to leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us live by phone.
My pleasure. I could just say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to everyone, and urge everyone to adhere to public health measures. We all want a Happy New Year, and the best pathway to that runs through adhering to the measures we need to keep our schools and community safe.
I mean, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks so much. Right now, 7:30, time for news.